Hi, this is Raymond Jenkins for this week, April the 17th, 2024, and I'm in the Corcoran State Prison. Today's topic is I'm going to talk about a little bit about safety for prisoners in the prison system. And the reason why is that we have what we call a non-designated yard, and that means you put non-designated means that if you are a prisoner that want to program and go home, you have a chance to, you go into the board, you have a better chance of getting a date from the board than a GP yard, what they call GP. Now, the issue is we have some GP that they bring here that scares the captain or the lieutenant and before they bring them on these yards. That if you bring me on this yard, I don't want to be on this yard, I'm going to take off and hurt somebody. So apparently the captain and the lieutenant, whoever gave them the okay them and say, okay, well, go ahead and we're going to put you on the yard and try you out. And the only way you get off the yard, you have to take off somebody or do something stupid. Now, when they come on the yard and they do that, you jeopardize their life and you jeopardize the prisoners that's in here that's trying to go home, they're trying to program, they're trying to rehabilitation themselves. But if you're bringing somebody that's not, and they made a statement that says, I am going to hurt somebody if you take me on their yard, and you do it anyway, and you bring them anyway, you are jeopardizing, not only they jeopardize the prisoner, but they jeopardize their co-workers. So the staff members that do have to deal with that when they bring them on their yard. I think something needs to be done about it. I think it's wrong, and I think that I'm asking the people to speak out on it to see what kind of what we can do. You know, the paper, pick it up, the newspaper to ask questions, to wonder why are you doing that. If somebody say we're not coming on, we don't want to be on this yard or on what you're trying to transfer us to, and if you do, we are going to hurt somebody. Why would you continue doing that? Why would you continue endangering other people's life? Is it because of the money that you get per inmate? Or is it because he doesn't care? Is it a benefit thing? Is it a stock market thing? What is it pertaining that you doesn't understand that if a person says, look, and you decide to try them anyway, then you are jeopardized not only more than one person. So my thing is this, I like to understand and y'all to go whoever's listening and whoever's going to write it and get in touch with me. Write me back. My feedback is Mr. Jenkins, BM 4522 4B 3RC-58, P.O. Box 3481, Corcoran, California 93212. I would love to hear and see what solution that you feel that I can take, what measure that you feel that I can take, and who do we get something going, because this is an ongoing thing. Next week, I will be talking about the little brain that could, and that's based on how far do you take your brain, how far do you really, your brain function. So with that, I appreciate that you listen, and I hope that I do hear from you. And I wanted to say thank you, and God bless, and have a beautiful day.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.